monument. There's this thing about that deep creek.
Yeah.
And he got this Trail 70 and floored it through there and just bogged out. So he had to walk it from Weaver Monument all the way home through sand dunes. He didn't get home until about 5 o'clock. And it was funny. It's a long walk from over there.
Yeah, that's funny. Did your motorcycle run pretty good most of the time?
Yeah. Till they hit trees and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They all time, there was this creek, like, and they're all time, little skinny board like that. Mm-hmm. Deep old creek.
Yeah.
So, they, one time we got across it, and the board just cracked. We go flying down in the creek there,
Yeah.
The motorcycle conk out. It takes about an hour to get it going again.
Yeah.
Messes spark plugs all up there,
Do you ever work on your motorcycle very much?
I haven't got mine yet, but I'll have mine a couple more weeks. Getting the I showed it the 80. It's this one, right? There. That one.
Oh, that's a trail bike.
Dirt bike. But see, that guy who hit that tree, he hit that right there, and that engine just exploded almost. It was funny.
Did he break his leg or anything?
Take a guess.
He was lucky.
I know. Take a guess how much that one cost.
It's about $450.
$499. Mm-hmm. Can't wait until I get it.
Yeah.
I'm going to be hitting that wood.
Yeah.
Man, it was fun when he ran through that graveyard.
Yeah.
Oh. These old graveyards, they don't even have tombstones. They got old wood,
He's
catwalking through their graveyard, and all these colored people come out and raising cane there, And they all the time chasing it back then.
Yeah.
All these Bartleys and Martins and all them.
Yeah.
It's funny. They chase through the sand dunes there, And they think they're funny.
Yeah.
But one time, these colored people, man. And so we'll stand back there. They're calling us some names. So this one guy said, man, they come out of Kwan, beat everyone with this pickle pipe. We all stand around there. So next thing you know, you see the color guy come around the corner with his pickle pipe. Everybody takes off. That one guy's there with that pipe. And you see that guy coming, he drops the pipe, takes off too in there. And he says, oh, I beat that guy, man. We come back and that guy's still there. And he said, y'all chickened out like that.
Yeah.
And so we got a couple guys. They came after us one time and they ran up to us and, hi, y'all, like that. And they chickened out and walked back there. So we're all trying to get in trouble back there behind Publix.
Did you ever got in a fight?
Yeah, all the time.
What do you remember the first fight you ever got in? What generally happens when a fight starts? Just
a bunch of talk. Usually ever ends up in a fight.
Yeah.
Usually just a bunch of talk. One time we got this carton of milk. They heaped it out of them. Must have been that big. All these milk cartons.
Yeah.
We just playing around with them, so we figured, man, how like turn this green white cement thing into white.
Yeah.
It was a big old side of Publix, so we getting those big old cartons heating all of that. Come back a week from there. Oh, that was the worst smelling place in the whole neighborhood. It smelled so bad, it was pitiful. And it was funny. And so we found this case of beer one time back then, and we were playing with it.
Yeah.
We were going to open them up and drink them.
Yeah.
And we opened a year and so in our face. We came home trying to explain it to our parents how we got that beer in our face. It was funny. And there's one guy, he used to be like a pool table wizard.
So
me and my friend used to gang up on him. He was about 20. We used to gang up and beat him in pool.
Yeah.
And he'd get cue balls and everything. He mad and everything. We'd take off around the corner. So one time, him and this guy named Steve Gary and Gary and Steve and this guy named Richard. Richard was a good guy. He could play real good.
Yeah.
So those two were beating him real bad. So he went in the house for a couple minutes and made this real